Hello to all my Chavarim Yishir Torah's Moshen around the world. Here are continuing on Ashir Mishnayos. We are doing Mesechus Erevin. Today we're at Perek Dalet Mishnah Aleph, which in the Gemara is on Daf Mem Aleph Amud Beis. And the Gemara the Mishnah begins. Misho Tziyu Goyim. Goyim took this person out, as the Rav says, forcefully against his will. And Rashi and the Rav both explain they took him out of the Tchum. O Ruach Ra, or some Ruach Ra, what is that? Rashi and Rav explain. A shade got into him and caused him to lose his mind, and he went outside the Tchum. And afterwards he got better, and he says, hey, I'm outside the Tchum. The Pirush Mishnayos in the Rambam says any type of Hezek that doesn't happen right away, it happens to a person for whatever any possible reason. Something caused him to temporarily have insanity, and he left the Tchum. Ein lo ala arba amas. So in either case, he went out against the goyim, took him out without his will, or it wasn't with his full mind, and he was outside the tchum. All he can do now is walk 4 amas. Malach Shlomo brings the Rambam Perachav Vav Hilchos Shabbos Simin Yud Beis, and the Tur in Arachayim Simin Tuf Hey, and they quote the Gemara on this Mishnah that if this person who the goyim took him out against his will had to go to the bathroom, he can go outside the 4 amas because we say God will cover the brias shidokas losas v'shtayra. Cover the brias is so important; it can be doka losasa. It means they're not a regular losasa, but the lav of losaser that you shouldn't go against the chachamim. You could be over the rabbanon if you have a need for cover the brias because it's not a lav gomor. This losaser, it just means follow what the chachamim say, because we know that if it is a complete lav, like someone who finds he's wearing kliyim has to take his clothes off, even if he's outside, and it'll be embarrassing. That's covered abrius, but he can't go against the din of the Torah not to wear kliyim. But tchumim is a din derabbanan, and all we have is his lav of lo sasa, so you have to follow what the chum say, and so therefore he can walk outside the 4 amas to get to a place, go to the bathroom. Now in Nahardai, they say if this guy was a very smart guy, he should walk outside the 4 chumim to get back, outside the 4 amas, to get back with inside his chum. And once he's there, and he can then travel anywhere within the chum that he wants. It's not any worse than we're going to find in a little bit that the Goyim took him out forcibly from the chum and put him back. Then he had zooms, having the whole 2,000 amas he could travel. Now the Gemara, Daf Mem Hayim and Beis, that it quotes that idea that if he has to go to the bathroom, he can walk past the 4 amas. The Rush says, but if he's walking to find a place to go to the bathroom and he finds a nice private place, he can't say, oh, I'm going to skip that place, I'm going to go further to a different place. He has to stop at the first private place that he reaches to use for the bathroom. But the Mishnah continues, Hexi rule, with the guy who took him out, put him back inside the tchum, as Rosh Rav explained. They took him back within. Ki'ilo lo yatsa. And then he's as if he never left the tchum, as Rosh Rav explained. Now we can use the whole city, like his 4 amas, just like he had previously. And outside the city, another 2,000 amas in any direction, like a normal person. And Rav adds on to that. This is if they took him out and they brought him back in against his will. But if he went out of his own volition, even though they forced him back in, or they took him out forcefully and he went back in of his own free will, then he still only has 4 amas. Only if they took him out and brought him back together, both conditions against his will, then he returns to his original status. Tiferes Yisrael says, but if he went back to the city that he was in Erev Shabbos Ben Hashmashos, and the ear has a wall around it, or has air around it, then the whole city is like his 4 amas, and all he just can't go outside the city. The Dirshu in Simon Taf Hey Os 13 writes, the reason is that since he was inside the Avir of the Mechitzas during the day, it's like it is his 4 amas, anywhere within those Mechitzas. The Rechaim Simen Taf Hei Simen Hei says, not only if they took him out forcefully and brought him back forcefully, but even if by mistake he went back in. And Mishnah Berurah and Sif Katan Yadal says, even though it's a kol shekein from the din of ones. So what it mentions it this way, hechsirua, the tissue that works even in such a case. Now, so they took him to a different city. They didn't bring him back to this city. They took him back into a different city. Or they put him in Nasnua, Bedir, or Basar. They put him in a corral or a place where animals are kept. Rashma explained. And those have mechitza around it. Or they put him, the city has mechitzas, or they put him in the Dir or the Sar, which are surrounded by mechitzas, even though it's a large enclosure. And the Taisa Yanza says, normally when they take a person, they're going to take him to another city. That's why it says, Halichu, the Gabeir, they take him to that city. But it's not normal when they take a person that they're going to put him into a corral, a fenced-in area for animals. It just happens that sometimes as they're taking him from one city to the next, they won't reach the other city. Or for other reasons, something happens. They have to temporarily detain him. Then they'll put him in a place that's guarded, like the corral, the Dir or the Sar. Therefore, there it says, Nasnu, that one is... they didn't take him there. It wasn't halacha into that place. It was just Nasnu. They were molich. They were being transporting him to another city, but temporarily they put him in this Dir or Sar. And why is the din and the Sar have the same din as a city? So take a look in the Rav Perek Beis Mishnah Gimel. That's what the Taisa Yanza says. I checked it there. And there it says that a deer is made for animals. They do it in the fields. They sometimes in one place, and then the next day they move it to a different place. They want the animals to be mezavel with their galalim, to fertilize the fields. They move from one place to the next. And for the first reason, the shot on the sar is a place is from behemoths in the city. So the deer is outside of the city to fertilize the fields, and the sar is for storing the animals in the city. The first Israel says that a deer is a place with a fence around sheep. They should fertilize the field, and the sar is a fence around the sheep that they won't run away. And this only works if you have a guard that's living by the deer and the sar in the morning, during the daytime, and the night times. This is what the Beis Yosef says in Simon Mem Zayin, and Shach the Magen Avraham, Simon Shin Tzadik Ches, Sif Hey. Now, Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Omrim, they say, Omrim Mahalachas Kula, you can walk within that whole enclosure. Rash and Rav say, since it has mechitzas around it, it's like four amas. Tzadik Rabbi Kiyayu says, this is if he went there on purpose, that the whole city is like four amas. The even maze that he has four amas, so the city is like his four amas. He can travel within that whole city, and that's what Taisa says previously in Daf Chav Tes Madalaf, Divrei Maskev Hoshivo. But the Rambam and the Ramban say that if he went on purpose, he can't walk throughout the whole city. And the Rambam Malkit says, it seems to him that, like what the Rambam and the Ramban say, because it says the Mishnah holy chul iracheres, which is mashma, only if they took him out on purpose. And it doesn't mention that if he went himself, which would be a kol chavetera. But it must be that if he went b'mezid, he would be also to travel the whole city, just four amas. The Ramban says, even more, that he can walk the whole city, even if it's not mekrefes mechitzas. Now, the mission continues. Rabbi Shur, Rabbi Akiva, Omrim, Ein Lo Lala Bar Amas. They argue with Galil the Lesser and Azari, who say he can walk the whole city. They say he can only walk four Amas. And the Rav says, since he didn't have a Shvisa within the Mechitzis while it was still daytime, it won't help him that he has Mechitzis now in the city. And he brings from his Rabbein, the Rav, because we make a Gzera of the Din and the Sar, you might get it confused with a bika, which doesn't have mechitzas. And the bika, everybody agrees that he only has four amas. So therefore, they hold the deer sar should also only have four amas. Taisa Yanza says, the Gemara itself had a suffix, which pshat is better. But the Rambam stuck with this shot. Therefore, he says, "Rabosai Pirsha," even though they said it was because of the din of a gzera of the din of sar, and that's lashon the Gemara. The svara is that really in the city also they made such a gzera, because it's mashma that way that everything is mentioned by Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. That's what they're arguing on, not only in the din of sar, but also in the city they're arguing. And why didn't they mention the word ear? Because even in the Tanna Kamma they didn't mention these words altogether, the deer, the sar, and the city. They just took one of the two cases of the Tanna Kamma, but they really argue on both. Okay, continue on the Mishnah. Ma'isa Shabomi Parnadasan. An event happened. They were traveling from this place, as the Rashi Rav explains, the name of a place, Bifligus Vinasamayam. As Rashi and the Rav explain, it was far from the shore, and it's still in the middle of the waters. That's when you use the word haflaga, when you're not quite close to the city yet, or the shore. And Rashi says, it's a lashon laz, it's a non-Hebrew word. They call something in the sea, pilig. And the Rav says, no, it comes from the lashon in Tehillim, pal gemayim, which is in Perek Aleph Pasuk Gimel. Rabbi Yonah says, they came to the port, but the wind blew it out back into the sea, and Tiferes Yisrael explains it was coming close to the port, and it really had a keen of Shvisa, but then on Shabbos the wind came and blew it outside its chum, and the Meiri says the storm broke the anchor holding it in by the port, and that's why it went back out into sea. Now, what it was a din here? They were outside in the sea, outside of the port. Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Halkos Kula, they walked throughout the whole ship. Rashi says, even though the city, the ship was traveling on Shabbos and was going outside of the Chum, it's like someone who they forcibly took out of the Chum and put him in the deer of the Sar, because the Sfina has machitzas around it, so you can travel, you can walk within the whole boat. But Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Akiva only walked 4 amas within the boat. They wanted to be makor on themselves. And the Rambam say, because they also made a gzera, just like the deer and the sar, they made a gzera for the bika. So they made a gzera for themselves for the boat, that as long as the boat is traveling, it really would be mutter to walk the whole boat. And also they had a makom shvisa within the mechitzas while it was still daytime, but they wanted to be machmer. And halacha is like Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, you don't have to be machmer, you can walk within the whole boat. Taisis Yantif says, according to this reason that we are goes there, the Rav says that when it is moving, they agree that it's not similar to the deer asar, but only when it's kavua in the namal, that's when it's similar to the deer and the sar, like the Rambam writes. Or according to the reason of Rashi, that when the boat is moving, it's like a person moving his feet. Before he puts it down, the boat is going to take him more than 4 amas where he was, and he's going to be in a different 4 amas. And it's like the Avi Chachamah coming and taking him constantly from one place to the next, that we always give him 4 amas wherever he is. So here too, they really could walk another 4 amas from within the Sfina. They can continuously walk from one 4 amas to the next. And why did they want to be mocking themselves? Like it says in the Gemara, because maybe the ship will stop suddenly and they won't realize, and now it's not like someone is moving them against their will. And according to the reason that we're dealing about whether they were actually shavis in the Avra and Mechitzis, the reason they wanted to be machmer is because since it went outside the Chum, they wanted to be machmer, you shouldn't make a mistake, you shouldn't make a difference between whether it went outside the Chum and it stopped in the Mechitzis during that day, to a case where it didn't they weren't Shaivas there, like in the Deer and the Sar, and you should be possibly Matur everything. Taisa Rabbi Kiva says, we're talking about a Sfina that is going in very shallow water. Because if it wasn't this way, we have a din of Ein Chumim L'malam Yud. Why would they want to be Machmer if there's no Chumim in the boat that high up? And similarly in the Mishnah, nearby, we talk about this. Because otherwise, if it wasn't in the Tchum before nightfall, what's the problem? There's no Tchum in the Malam Yud. And there shouldn't be a problem walking in the ship. It's higher than Yud. There's no problem with Tchum. And that's from the Gemara. But a place where it was more than Yud, and then on Shabbos it came within the Yud, there they were kind of Shvisa, and they have from there another 2,000 Amos to every direction. That's from Taisa's Daf. And look at the Marsha there. And since they saw here in this case, they saw the city in the distance from the sea, and they had in mind to be kona shvisa in the city. Since there's no tchum in the malam yud, so the ear is not outside the tchum, and they were kona shvisa beginning in Shabbos in this city. Just like later on in the Mish, in the Gemara, and Daf Mem Dalet. If someone is within the tchum of the city when it gets dark, and he had in mind to be in the city, that should be his makom shvisa. There he was kona, he's like everybody in the city. But normally, if when Shabbos started he was above Yud, when Shabbos then starts and he is within Yud, he only has normally four amas. Because on Shabbos he can't be kona shvisa, just like when it rains that fall on Shabbos. And similarly, we have the din of a person sleeping, and he wakes up and he realizes he's within inside the tchum. We have this in Daf Mem Hey, whether he can consider himself part of the city or not. And this is another din that he says was not brought by the Achronim. Okay, moving on to Perek Dalet Mishnah Beis in the Gemara Daf Mem Aleph Mem Beis. Once they were on the boat, and it didn't come to the port until nightfall. Rashi says, Namal is the word port, balaz, porto. And the Rav says, this Namal is a place where the boats dock. And Rashi and Rav say, when you leave the Yam and you come to the beach, that's considered the Namal. And as his first rule also says, it's the beach at the edge of the sea. So they were coming, and they hadn't reached actually the port. So they said to Gamliel, can we leave this ship to the city? We came outside the Tchum, and it was getting dark. Did we reach the Tchum or not? Okay, and the Rav adds, this port was not Mukav Mechitzas, because if it did have Mechitzas around it, Gamliel already said previously that when you put in the deer or the sar, you can walk the whole, within the whole deer or sar. Here too, if the city had mechitzas around it, they should be able to walk throughout the whole city. And the first Rav says, they had kavan and bein hashmasha to be kona shvisa wherever they were. The Rashi Ritva says, they didn't have a question about whether they can leave the boat. That was pasha, they could leave the boat. They were just wondering if now they could travel throughout the whole city. So Amalahem, he told them, Rabbi Amalil, mutar matam, you can. Shekfar, isim sakal, I was already looking to see that we were within the Tchum. As Rav explains, he has a hollow tube that was set like a telescope to measure the 2,000 Amos. And he looked through this tube. He was able to tell that even though they were on the boat, they were inside the Tchum before it got nighttime. Melech Shlomo says that, quoting Tosfos, that even Reb Meir, who says that someone who is traveling on the road and he sees that he's close to the city, if he didn't have Kavana there, he shouldn't go into the city. But here they did have Kavana to go into the city. They were samech on the tube or Gamliel, therefore they asked him whether he was able to figure out that they were within the Tchum. Okay, that's the end of our shiur today. Any questions, comments, complaints, you can reach me at children_rothman@yahoo.com or call me 052-244-9331. Have a good day.